Call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for February 11, 2020. All rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Welcome, everyone. Open up for public comments. Well, then we'll move on to agenda review. If there's any items we need to add or delete, or if there's anything you want to take off the consent agenda to talk about further, now is the time to do that. Otherwise, I'll look for a motion.
Mayor and Council, just one thing under new city business, look at having the clerk designate a tow site for the city. So basically, a garage where we can tow vehicles.
Any other additions to the agenda? Otherwise, I look for a motion as a member.
Move to approve the agenda as amended.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor? Opposed? Passed. I'll look for a motion to approve the consent agenda. Seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor? Opposed? Passed. Old city business, public nuisance violation 451 Maria.
So the situation at 451 Maria hasn't improved. Still has the old car in the backyard. Parking his car right now in his front yard. So basically tomorrow we'll be sending it to Carver County for prosecution.
Council for staff. Hearing none, we'll move on then to water tower final colors.
So I just put in there what we kind of went with final design. One last chance for input, otherwise it will be a go going with the serious white and the vacuum black and the structural gray.
Any questions, thoughts, concerns?
Tina.
Then we'll move on to administrative search warrant for 3040 Railroad Street.
All right, so that's the administrative search warrant for 340 Railroad Street. And basically the situation we have there, it's kind of been ongoing quite a while here. We believe, you know, work was done without a permit. The biggest thing there is I'm just looking for a motion to have Carver County serve the administrative search warrant at a cost of $100.
Council, any questions for staff? As I entertain them. Moving second and move forward with the search warrant or administrative search warrant for 340 Railroad Street. Any further discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Peter down. Mr. Maltz, you're in the hot seat. Big rib jig, huh?
Basically, we're looking to do exactly the same thing last year. Railroad Street from south or patron first contest.
Also, any questions for me?
Hopefully we'll have some answers when his schedules are ready. imagine that's a big part of it. Hardly have it without the.
Any other questions from the council in regards to it? I don't think we've had any issues over the last couple of years that I'm aware of anyway. Again, try to let people know as they transverse between the bar and that to be mindful of the property owners that are in the area.
Actually, we don't want them crossing the road.
Good. Good.
Good.
Yeah. Good. It's good to hear.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions, Council? Otherwise, we have a resolution before us to go ahead and allow for the closure of this of the road and then the off-sale license up down at the park, and also to make it a city festival. Segment to adopt resolution number 2020-04. Any further discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Get her done.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. On then to offensive behavior training.
Okay, this is something we did a couple years ago. City attorneys were just wondering if they're would be something with the new council now again, if we'd want to hold that again along with the fire department. That's what we did last time.
Council Fox?
I'm sure.
It's probably.
I'm sure there's a fee.
We got a shrink budget.
We'll split it.
Then what?
Probably at least three, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, at least three.
Laws change every year, so.
Okay, move forward with that then. And next item up is Cintas Rental Service Agreement. Hopefully, everybody had a chance to peruse that in the package. Yeah. Any questions?
So I've met with Greg. I think the only thing we talked about changing it to instead of, you know, the 60 months, we probably change that to 2 or 3 years versus a 5 year.
Something you still need to negotiate with some awesome.
They said they were open to that.
Oh, okay. So,
just always hate to tie in the 5 years, but the problem is they're about the only ones around anymore. They bought out G&K and
many?
It's them and Ameripride, I think, that are in the area. That's about it now. So.
Does this go back to them before we do anything, or will we do?
No, we're good to go.
Next item on the agenda, the city newsletter.
Just if everybody's had a chance to look at it, we've had one update, which we'll make. If you have anything else, let us know. I'd like to get that out this week.
Yeah. Public alert system.
So I'm still gathering a little bit of information on, but what I've got is going to set up a webinar with the company, and they're going to walk us through it later this month and kind of go through the details of what it all entails. So for the March meeting, I should have some more information on that. And I don't think it's going to cost more than $300 to be able to do this. So for the year, yearly fee, but I think it'd be a good thing to have.
And then the added item of the designate a tow site.
Okay, so all aware we had a pickup truck that kind of stayed in one spot for at least a month, if not more. But what we have in our ordinance basically states that if we tow it, we have to either tow it to in Amber, we don't have one, or council has to designate a site. So my thought process was is that we make a motion and have the treasurer designate that site if an issue is to arise. I think that way we
get around that. But yeah, I think in the meantime, we're probably going to want to look at changing that ordinance.
But this way, I think we can, so that way we can do something instead of having to wait a month to be able to take any action. Because, you know, right now we, kind of the options we looked at is Smith's and Norwood. But we're a little bit leery whether to take it or not after the last time we did that. We got stuck with the vehicle. But otherwise, call them. Not that I know. Because they, when we talked to, well, I haven't really talked to a cop about it, but we've talked to the community service officers. And really, it's at the discretion of the city. They won't. No, sir. They won't. You know, I'm hoping, you know, we get through the year here and then get our ordinance changed. But my thought process was if we made a move, I don't know, it shows back up or there's someone else that becomes, you know, an issue that we can, you know, address it.
I don't think it's a good idea. Any other thoughts from council on it? There was a motion to designate the city clerk with the responsibility of doing the tow service, determining the tow site.
I make a motion
to have the clerk treasurer designated.
Seconded to have the city clerk designate the tow site. Any further discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Maybe that's the ordinance. Move on then to city council reports. Councilman Buckin. Oh, Councilman Tracy. Councilman Felton.
Just something the other day. I was looking at the old water tower. I was thinking, something that does come down, we should maybe start thinking already of what are we going to do. Are we going to put a light there and leave the siren there? The siren here on this here or what?
I'd probably say leave the siren there, you know, for the more central. It's on a pole.
It's on.
Yeah. Well, it's so it's not on the tower, so we should be good. Yep, it's on a pole. Yep.
And the other thing is, everybody in town, like down in the east, we don't have another one down there.
No, and you.
I can hear it in my phone.
Yeah, I. If I really. 5 miles away, I can hear it from my house. That thing's loud.
Weather probably coming up
here soon. Yep. Yeah, and they'll probably start testing again next month, first Wednesday in March.
Councilman Poplar. Okay. I just have a couple of things. First is the League of Minnesota Cities Legislative Conference. It's March 18th and 19th. 18th is kind of a happy hour meet and greet type of deal at 4 o'clock, and then Thursday morning is when the meat of it is, takes place at the church down there by the Capitol last couple of years. I will not be able to attend. I actually am out of town. I don't know if anybody has the ability to attend. It's a good day to get down there to hear what the league's going to be going to the state to talk about for legislative priorities. It gives you a good chance also to get some of our legislators and talk with them a little bit as well. So that's part of one of the apparatuses that we use to get the water tower. So definitely it's a good opportunity there to do that. But if you are able to go, just let Jeremy know and he can get you. The other thing I have is the Regional Council Mayors. We met this last Monday, yesterday. Talked a lot about, got to meet the new Met Council Chair, who I guess is the old MnDOT Commissioner, which is kind of interesting. So we'll see what kind of transportation push is done with the Met Council. probably more LTR and things like that. Let's see what happens there. The one thing that they were talking though, at the Metro Cities and League of Minnesota is talking about, and you should see the fact sheet and a piece of legislation in the packet. Right now, because of, I forget the other party, but Woodbury got sued in the last year and a half or so because they were trying to pass on city improvements to streets to contractor that was like probably one of the last ones to move in. Than that, and so the contractor didn't feel it was right, and they won. So they're now the League of Minnesota Cities and Metro Cities is looking for a legislative solution to allow cities like us, in the event that we do have some major development, that we would be able to share the cost of that over potential multiple developments. For example, let's say like if we had a four-way stop, you know, and it was all undeveloped land around it, and one group came in and developed one area, that we would still be able to assess for future, you know, improvements for that area that development would benefit from, but that development would already be done and gone. So basically, if you get all three done and you have the fourth one come in, the fourth one is probably going to have the most upgrades to the street and roads because of everything that's going to be going on. And the thought is that the builders and developers don't think it's fair for that fourth person. They also don't think it's fair for the first person, or the second, or the third. So it was interesting to hear it. Like I said, this is a fact sheet, and this is just one of the bills that are going through. Representative Nash is on one of the committees that will hear this bill when it gets brought to them. So whatever your thought process on that is, I would just encourage you guys all to, if you want, give Nash a call or email him or send him a letter on your viewpoint if you way one on. Other than that, I don't have anything else to report out on. Anybody else have anything else? Otherwise,
The Carver County Sheriff's Department is implementing as of February 1st a new decal program for our residents that can come up here and get any of these decals to put on their house or on their vehicle. And it helps to alert these to who they may end up be dealing with. So, you know, autism. If someone that says may not respond well to verbal commands. So then that officer would know, okay, I kind of know what I'm going into here. Someone's deaf or hearing impaired or might be having a diabetic reaction, brain injury, and dementia or Alzheimer's. There's actually more that can be made into decals. These are just the five that Carver County is starting with. And so we will have these at the office, and I'm putting it in the newsletter for our residents to know they can come up and get these. That's okay. And the color coding of these is the same that Scott County is using for their program, so that it kind of coincides and crosses over.
So, does anybody want one of those now?
Brain injury?
Yeah, that's what you
do. It's also a blurb in the packet on them, too.
Mm-hmm. Anything else for the good of the city?
No.
Otherwise, if not, I look for a motion to adjourn. Move and second to adjourn. All in favor? Opposed? Hamburg City Council meeting for February 11, 2020 is adjourned at 7:18.